Chapter 12 Translator, Zia Editor, Agna. When they turned around, Du Xian's face turned pale at the moment. The two people opposite were Lu Jilan and Mo Xian. When Lu Jilan saw Xu Ting, her expression instantly sank. Apparently she still remembered the incident of that day at the restaurant. It was Mo Xian who greeted them first. Princess Xu Ting, Mr. Du Xian. Suddenly there was such an exclamation around, no wonder. They were also surprised that someone was so good at Kung Fu. If it was Xu Ting, the first daughter of Queen Zhenbian, it was not surprising. Zhenbian Queen Xu Xuan's daughter Xu Ting's Kung Fu is certainly great. Everyone instantly developed admiration. Before Xu Ting slandered Mo Xian in the restaurant, and now they snatched their lanterns. The new hatred and the old hatred piled up and made Lu Jilan even more disgusted with Xu Ting. She said rudely, Princess Xu, that is our lantern, you snatched it, it is too much. Xu Ting was baffled. At the same time, she felt Du Xian's tensed body instantly, which reminded her of how Lu Jilan had harmed Du Xian, and she felt very unhappy. Miss Lu, you must speak with a sense of proportion. It is not good to slander people with empty words. The river lantern is my winning prize, and everyone present can testify. Yes, yes, the river lantern was clearly won by Princess Xu Ting. We all saw it, the people around them all agreed. They had witnessed Xu Ting's exquisite skills and how she hit the bull's eye with one arrow, so of course they were willing to support Xu Ting. When everyone said that, Lu Jilan also knew that she had no room to question Xu Ting. She was a little bit ashamed and became angry. She looked at the stall owner and asked, you have clearly agreed to sell the river lantern to us. I even offered to pay 3 times the high price. Why did you want to hang this river lantern as a lottery? The stall owner screamed, she simply did not expect someone to win this river lantern. Lu Jilan and Mo Xian had indeed agreed to buy this river lantern, and also offered 3 times the price, only to come and get it later. After all, it is not convenient to enjoy the festival while carrying river lanterns. The stall owner should have put away this river lantern because she had promised to sell it to Lu Jilan, but she was reluctant to bear the loss of customers attracted by this river lantern. She thought that no one would win it, so she just hung it up. Who would have thought that Xu Ting came, and won the river lantern with one arrow? The stall owner did not dare to give it away. She only planned to wait for Xu Ting and Du Xian to leave, and when Lu Jilan and Mo Xian came over, she decided to give an excuse that someone bought it at a higher price. She is a small trader, and if these ladies in the capital insist on buying, she can't do anything, can she? Lu Jilan and Mo Xian can't blame her. She didn't expect that Princess Xu Ting and Lu Jilan would meet each other directly. So unlucky, the stall owner was very regretful now. If she had known earlier, she would not be greedy for small gains. She would have paid little attention. One is the daughter of the Zhenbian queen, one is the first son of Shangshu, who she can't offend. The stall owner can only say, I am very sorry, Miss Lu. Although I promised you in advance, we had only verbally agreed. When I noticed that Miss Lu had not come for a long time, I was worried that Miss Lu looked at other stalls of river lanterns and lost interest. After all, there are many stalls on the street of the 12 bridges and their lanterns are better than mine. Miss Lu is very rich and powerful. She can certainly afford any lantern she wants to buy, but it was difficult for a person to hit the river lantern with his hands. It just happened that Princess Xu patronized me and hit the bull's eye. Master Du liked the river lantern and so I gave it to Princess Xu. It wasn't really intentional, please forgive me, Miss Lu. When she said that, Lu Jilan couldn't hold on to her anymore, and suddenly frowned. But this river lantern is what Mo Xian likes. Otherwise she wouldn't want to buy it from a small vendor. There were several big stores selling river lanterns on 12 Bridges Street, which one doesn't have a lantern as good as this small vendor's? Princess Xu, how much do you want me to pay? Can you sell this river lantern to me? Xu Ting replied coldly, does this princess look like she is short of money? Lu Jilan's greatest conceit in her life was that she had a strong business talent and could make money. Xu Ting's words undoubtedly offended her again. Seeing that the situation is getting more and more tense, Mo Xian suddenly stopped Lu Jilan, grabbed her hand to calm her down, and said to Xu Ting, Princess Xu, this river lantern is indeed the first thing that Miss Lu and I saw, and we don't want to make a mistake because of the stall owner. Since you don't want to sell it, why don't we decide its ownership in another way? Let's decide it, by solving riddles on the lanterns. If you win, this river lantern will be yours. If we win, this river lantern will be ours. It will also be a good talk. Lu Jilan's eyes lit up, thinking that Mo Xian was simply smart and decent, and had a good sense of progress and retreat, worthy of being her favorite person. In comparison, Du Cyan, who shrank by Xu Ting's side and was her ex-fiancé, was like a doddering flower. She very much disliked such delicate and impersonal men in the female world. How about it, Princess Xu, do you dare to compete? Du Cyan was annoyed because he had no feelings for Lu Jilan, so even if Lu Jilan withdrew from the marriage and put him in such a situation, he had no resentment towards Lu Jilan. And Mo Zian, who was pursued by Lu Jilan, was an innocent person in his opinion. If it were any other man, he would have hated Mo Zian, but he knew very well that Mo Zian could not be blamed for this matter. But now, these two people clearly had the intention of bullying Xu Ting. Mo Zian's proposal sounds reasonable and fair, but Lu Jilan's eldest sister was a scholar in the past, and Lu Jilan herself is a noblewoman who has been trained in accordance with the family's model. These noble women in the capital, every now and then they come to a poetry meeting, and they drink after guessing riddles. Maybe there is no real talent, but they know the most interesting things. How can Xu Ting compete? They want to embarrass Xu Ting. Du Cyan suddenly hated Lu Jilan very much. It is not that Mo Zian has some secret and dark thoughts deep in his heart. He is the son of a merchant and has an ugly appearance, while Du Cyan is the son of Shangshu, who is sought after as the fourth son of the capital, and his looks and talent are one in a million. In the past, Mo Zian was never able to match him and could only envy him from afar, but Du Cyan's fiancé withdrew from the marriage and later came to pursue him, which made it hard for Mo Zian not to feel a sense of pleasure over Du Cyan. Later, Du Cyan fell into malicious rumors and slander, and he even embraced a kind of an arrogant pity. He had Lu Jilin's love, so he won against Du Cyan, but he didn't expect that Du Cyan would be given marriage to Xu Ting, who has a higher status than Lu Jilan. No matter how high Xu Ting's status is, she is only a martial woman, and she must be inferior to Lu Jilan in terms of talent and learning. Thinking of this, the faint sourness in Mo Zian's heart disappeared. Okay, Xu Ting agreed. Du Cyan was anxious. He didn't want to make Xu Ting embarrassed and be looked down upon by Lu Jilan. A person like Xu Ting should be admired and respected. But Xu Ting had already agreed, and Du Cyan could not let Xu Ting and Lu Jilan compete, otherwise, he would be ridiculed and despised by Lu Jilan, and rumors might spread that Xu Ting was timid towards Lu Jilan. Du Cyan was anxious and suddenly came up with a solution. Okay, I will ask the question. If Princess Xu answers the question correctly, the river lantern belongs to you. If you can't answer, please give us the river lantern. Xu Ting, ask. Lu Jilan thought for a while, and came up with a lantern riddle that Xu Ting wouldn't be able to guess. She tilted her head and assured Mo Zian, don't worry, Mo Zian, I will definitely win the lantern for you. Mo Zian nodded gently at her. Looking at the lone star eyebrow in the south, guess a word, Princess Xu. The people watching suddenly became noisy and whispered one after another. Some talented women even knocked their fans and began to think. This lantern riddle is so difficult. Can you guess it? I can't guess. I can't believe that Miss Lu is not only talented in business, but also good at learning. That's not true, don't you think about it. Miss Lu's eldest sister was a scholar in the past, and she was the second best in the ranking.